This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Allergy and Health News Channels. Don't forget, we are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. David Meadows, PhD, and founder of The One by Pure Wine that helps alleviate headaches and congestion caused by sulfite preservatives and histamines in wine. Dr. Meadows, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. I'm really looking forward to our conversation.
I am as well. Certainly has piqued some interest. So tell me, what sparked your initial interest in creating and developing The One by Pure Wine?
Well, I think the old adage about innovation is often spawned by the need, the personal need, and that's really what happened with me, is the whole idea of this came up because I had to give up wine about 10 years ago. And the mother of invention was my own personal need. And what my symptoms were that I started getting headaches and nasal congestion, where I gave up drinking red wine entirely and just assumed that it was just something I couldn't do anything about.
Get into, what are some personal experiences that you've had that led up to the creation of The One? For example, did you or a friend or a loved one suffer from these issues? I know that you had mentioned that some of your personal needs as we kick things off.
Well, and to elaborate a little bit more, what I ended up doing was, as I mentioned, gave up wine entirely and moved to other beverages such as beer or some mixed drinks, but I really didn't prefer those. And as I talked more and more and would go out in social events, I found that there were quite a few people like me who had that same kind of experience, and some of them in my own family. And really just from my own background, being a researcher and in the medical field for many years, I said about 4 years ago, I'm going to try and do something about it. And that's really how the whole idea for the Pure Wine Company came about, was trying to set out to solve it. And it's really a 9,000-year-old problem that I discovered by doing some of the research, and discovered that this is something that's been around really since man first started fermenting grapes, making it into wine.
This certainly is quite interesting, I got to tell you. Now, tell us, what is the driving technology behind The One, and what kind of preliminary research did you need to conduct to create The One?
Well, first of all, I think the most important thing I did was read up on the medical literature and also the wine literature. There's just so much information out there, both anecdotal of people's experiences and then what I call myth or folklore that exists within this whole area that people amazingly have a lot of problems with. And from the research that I did in the library and reading up on things, is that I found that somewhere between 30% and 70% of the people who drink different types of wine, red wine or white wine or champagne, experience these kind of side effects from time to time. And they'd be like headaches, nasal congestion, GI distress, flushing's very common for some people, or even heart palpitations. And when I did some more research, I realized that this is really a problem with what are in red wine called biogenic amines or histamines. That's the common name. And then also the sulfite preservatives will cause these kind of effects for some people. And it was after discovering really what were the agents in the wine that seemed to be causing that, I said, well, can we remove them? And the analogy I like to use is a Brita filter. The Brita filter is really a way of absorbing out these things that you don't want in water. And that's what we did with The Wand, is that we came up with a convenient way to where you just put it into your wine just prior to consumption and stir it. It's like a swizzle stick, if you want to call it that, to where you swirl it in your glass of wine a couple of minutes before you drink the wine, and it absorbs it out. Doesn't put anything into the wine, but it absorbs out the sulfite preservatives and the histamines so that you don't have these side effects. It keeps all the good things in wine because you want to keep the antioxidants and the healthy things in there, like the resveratrol and the quercetin that are really healthy for you, and the tannins, you want to keep them in there also. And so that was really the second phase of the research, is what kind of technology could we find that was safe to use and didn't alter the wine, but yet removed the ingredients that you didn't want to have in the wine because of the side effects.
Today we are speaking with Dr. David Meadows, PhD, founder of the Wine by Pure Wine here on eHealth Radio's Allergy and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Meadows, what are some of the main causes of a wine allergy and how does the Wine work to relieve these symptoms?
Well, the causes, as I've alluded to, is the histamines in the wine, and that's particularly for red wine. And here is probably one of the easiest way to do a differential diagnosis. That's what I call it, is to for people to assess what seems to be the ingredient in wine that's giving them the most problems, is just to ask themselves, is it the white wine or red wine or both that seem to be problematic? If it's white wine has almost no histamines in it. So you know that it's, if you have a sensitivity to white wines, and it's particularly the sweet white wines, it's going to be the sulfite preservatives. And the second question is, if you had problems with red wine and not white wine, then it's probably the histamines. And so through our research, we did a lot of analytical work, analytical testing on our technology, and showed that we were able to selectively absorb out these two types of compounds, the sulfites and the histamines. And by doing that, we were able to eliminate the side effects. They call them wine allergies because that's the kind of feelings that you get. You'll get that nasal congestion or the headaches. It's very common that you get headaches even after a glass or two of wine. And it's not the ethanol, the alcohol that's in it. It's actually these other ingredients that are causing this biological effect for you. And so those would be, I'd say, to answer your question, is those are the main causes, is that these ingredients in the wine. And it's not, it doesn't have to do anything with the quality of the wine. It's just part of the fermentation process, is that when the yeast are going through the fermentation process on the grape juice, they're actually producing these biogenic amines, these histamines in the wine. And it's just, again, a natural part of the fermentation process for wine.
Lastly, Dr. Meadows, can the wine be used for all and every type of wine? And what are some of the wine regions in the world where we see the most amount of sulfites and histamines?
We've done a lot of work over the last year and a half to answer that question, because what we wanted to make sure was, when we developed the wand, is that it was able to be used really for any type of wine that you wanted to use it for. We didn't want to have it to where you could only use it for certain types of wine. So we've tested it in white wines, rosé wines, and red wines throughout all the major growing regions of the world. And we've also tested it for the major varietals. So as you can imagine, that's a lot of testing. And we felt that was important to really evaluate the performance of our product. So we're able to really, in a strong way, give a level of confidence that the product performs, no matter whether you are testing a wine from Bordeaux or one from Australia, or a white wine from Germany or Canada. We've tested all the major grape growing areas in the world with the major varietals for that. And we've been able to confirm that for histamines, when you expose the wand to red wines, we're able to remove more than 90% of the histamines out of these red wines. And then in white wines and red wines, the sulfites we're able to remove down to below the 10 part per million level, which is what is required to actually have that on the label. So we have been able to do a lot of testing to show that we really do get excellent performance for all types of grapes and then all regions of the world. And to answer your question about what is the regions, what we find is that it really depends on the fermentation processes that you have. But the trends are that these heavy red Cabernets and Tempranillos and Merlots from warm growing regions tend to have higher levels of histamine in there. So it may correlate with some of the audience's experiences that when you have a real heavy body red wine, is that you're going to end up having these kind of side effects. And that was from my own testimonial also. That's what I found. And so I tended to shy away from those and just stick with really light-bodied reds when I would try and drink wine. But it was really that confirmed our testing, is that we did find that these warm region red wines did have more histamines in them.
I am assuming that after using the wand now personally, you can drink those more bodied and full red wines that you had to refrain from in the past. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, I'm happy to say that every evening now I am able to drink as much red wine as I would like, and with no side effects. So I'm have that personal testimony also that it's worked now. For now, I guess we've had the product through the development and all that for several months. It's been on the market now since earlier this year, and I've been using it for now over a year myself, and as with many other people. And we've now had a lot of testimonials that are on our website, the drinkpurewine.com website, so that people can go there and see the personal testimonies of the people who have used the product. And I think those are really the most compelling aspect of this, is that people who are now able to drink wine, both white and red wine, that they weren't able to, and really enjoy the social benefits. It's one thing to understand the science and of what that is able to do, but the most important thing is what it does from a social enjoyment point of view for people, is that now when you go out and have dinner with friends or even around the house, you don't have to just say, well, I can't drink anything. You can actually participate with your friends and really enjoy that nice glass of wine that you may have had to give up. Sometimes people have had to give up wine years and are now able to do it again. Even last night, my wife and I, we were over at some friends' home, and there was a lady who's been using the wand now for about a month, and she has had several testimonies now of her friends who she's able to now go out with and enjoy drinking wine again. And we hear these almost daily from not only our friends on the e-commerce, but also people who are in our retail environments. We're hearing these kind of testimonies.
Certainly fantastic news. And if you're an avid wine lover, you are certainly going to love this. It is drinkpurewine.com. Dr. Meadows, certainly has been a pleasure to have had you with us here today on eHealth Radio. Have yourself a prosperous and happy 2017.
Thank you very much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. David Meadows, PhD, and the founder of the Wand by Pura Wine that helps alleviate headaches and congestion caused by sulfite preservatives and histamines in wine. And for more information and for purchase, simply visit drinkpurewine.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Allergy and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.